Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Melody!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie?
Hey, JT, how are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing great, brother. You?
Hey, if I get any greater, I can't stand myself, man. You know, I smell so good right now, I could kiss myself. What does that tell you?
I don't know. I'm not going to
I mean, the lover is, hey, I'm a happening dude, man. I smell good. I dress good. I look good. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I studied Freud in college, but I don't think I studied him enough. We're going to get into a lot of things tonight.
Hey, ain't no Freud here, Jackson. Hey, the continental lover's 230 pounds of twist is still a sex appeal. I ain't scared to show it.
I studied James Brown, too. Jump back. I'm going to kiss myself.
Listen, oh, no, I don't use old James Brown. No, I'm not kind of James Brown dude, man.
We're going to get into NASCAR tonight. I'm pretty sure, Eddie, that we're going to have a discussion about the exact same thing we talked about the last time there was a NASCAR race that involved stages and stoppages. Yeah. It was a mirror image. The Masters, special Masters this year. We'll get into that a little bit, too. The NFL draft, which is something that we're going to keep touching on until it happens, because there's a lot of prognostication.
Until your boy goes number one to the Bears, you know.
My buddy Caleb.
That broke down QB out of USC.
Yep, we'll talk the MLB season, which is, you know, up and going now, and it's getting into its groove. And also the WWE, which we can't not talk about, considering the fact that we do have the Continental Lover here available for all of you guys to hear some inside dope on what goes on in wrestling. But it's going to be an exciting show, Eddie.
Oh, it always is. And, you know, let me give you a shout out to my guys over at Texas Hot Country Magazine. My buddy, Leon Beck, a true prophet of country music. And let me tell you, go to TexasHotCountryMagazine.com, because it is where it needs to be in country music. And it's Texas Hot, brother.
Yes, sir, it is. And hey, Eddie, listen, we'll talk more about that when we get back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal.
Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honor Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we're going to get into NASCAR, and I'm starting to develop a beef with NASCAR. It's really starting to get on my nerves, and I feel like I've got to get it out. But there's something I've got to tell you that doesn't get on my nerves, and that's O-Dark 30, where tactical meets practical. O-Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenge. It's comfortable, it's durable, it's functional, and it has timeless style. So get over to odark30.com and order yourself some of those killer boots, man.
Hey, that's right, JT. Go get your boots, baby. Hey, you know something? That's one thing about going out with Texas women, you can always keep your boots on with them. You know what I mean? So it's like.
And so can they. So the 400 in Texas was a ridiculous race. It went into multiple overtimes. The only thing that I really enjoyed out of all of this was the fact that Bubba Wallace was leading, and he got spun out and wrecked. And it was basically a who can survive. It looked like they oiled that track up like a bowling lane at times. There were guys sliding all over the place. There was a lot of rubbing.
What are you racing. Saying? Just spit it out, Jeff. Oil racing now.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Ice racing.
Using some of that sponsorship oil money. Yes. For the track.
Well, I got to tell
you. Slide them puppies. Slide them puppies right in the damn corner, baby.
If there's a place in the U.S. that's got enough oil to dump it on their tracks, it's going to be Texas. But
not even blink an eye.
The Chase Elliott is the man who managed to outlast the competition, I must say. He broke a very long not winning streak. I mean, what did Ricky Bobby say? If you're second place, you're first loser. So he's been at least first loser for a long time. He finally broke that streak. Kozlowski came in second, and William Byron in third. But listen, Eddie, Denny Hamlin, a guy we expect to win races, was in the lead in this race, and then Elliott passed him, and then he nudged Elliott a little bit and he spun out off the track. So they're in caution. And then at the end of this race, they got down to two laps to go, caution. So they do what they call overtime. Yeah. Now we got overtime in racing. It's ridiculous. So they do overtime and two laps spun out. Chase Elliott in the lead, the third overtime. And
well, you know, that's that woke stuff. You know, that woke crap's killing every damn sport, everybody's pocketbook, and everybody's soul, brother. And when you look at things like this stupid NASCAR.
Yeah.
NASCAR is stupid. I mean, it's not even fun to watch anymore. And I had a hit show with kids in motorsports. You know, I was a motorsports guy.
Yeah.
You know, but you know something, when you turn me off, when you know, I'm a former professional wrestler. I look at things a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've always told you, Jeff, ever since I ever met you years ago, that hey, anything with professional in front of it, it's fixed, man. I'm just telling you, it's fixed. Because the money is on the table, and you know, it's really strange how all these Major League Baseball teams and NFL and all these other people are got gaming involved in the business so front and center. You know why? They're greedy, and they could get millions from these guys and get a back end too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all about the money, man. It comes down to the Benjamins, brother.
A little bit of tangent here, too, on that gambling is now that kid out of Toronto that got caught gambling, they're going to ban him. It's insane to me that you walk into every one of these arenas and there's either FanDuel or DraftKings all over the place in these arenas. They're promoting the gambling, and the only people that aren't allowed to gamble are the people that are in the arena or the stadium every single day looking at those signs. But getting back to NASCAR, the overtimes, it's, you said something about it being woke and it being these new ways that we're doing things. My opinion of it is that somewhere along the line, people have forgotten the old adage and these old cliches. I've told my kids this for years. They'll be like, oh, that's a cliche. And I'm like, it's a cliche because no matter what situation you put it in, it always comes true. And the old cliche that these major sporting companies need to understand is if you try to please everyone, you wind up pleasing no one. And I feel like they're trying to please everyone with the stages and the overtime.
It's like ridiculous, man. If a girl wears a dress, she's a damn a girl.
Yeah.
Right? If a guy wears a dress and you put his ass on a Bud Light can, you're going to lose your company $27 billion in stock. That's exactly what Bud Light did, putting that he-she on that can.
Hey, listen, as I've told you before,
that's public knowledge.
I have given them a 100% forgiveness value because they put their money in the UFC, which I love, and they put their money in Shane Gillis, who I love significantly more than I did the UFC. So Bud Light has been forgiven.
And they're
going to
put their money on
Jeff
Eddie
Taylor.
Mansfield, too.
Well, there you go. The Continental Lover is going to get paid. We're bringing back Bud Light. Good, because it's a good American company. I would like, personally, I mean, let's get off of sports for a second and get into international business. I would like it to be owned by an American company again, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Bud
the
Light.
Bush sold it to the Belgians.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's owned by the Belgian beer boys. And so, you know, they bought Coors too.
I think it might be a Brazilian company. I don't know. Who cares?
Did they flip it already?
Yeah, we're a sports show. Let's not get into politics and international business.
I'm not high-financing here, boy. Yeah. I do that in private.
But
I
believe that they have got to figure out a way to go back to, because honestly, if you look at this race, it would have probably, outside of Chase Elliott, everybody probably would have been happier if they wouldn't have had these stops and had let the race finish under a caution. It's fine if a race finishes under a caution. Listen, they were racing hard at the end of the race. It's almost inevitable that there's going to be a wreck. And I don't think it's exciting. I think it's more exciting. I never thought I would say this, because when they first rolled this out, it sounded like a good idea. I never thought I would say it's more exciting to watch a race finish under caution than to watch a stop and restart for three laps and have it happen again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's
I don't
ridiculous.
Want it. But
hey,
once again,
you know, give me the one lap finish.
Yeah.
Hey, you win, you take the checker.
Yeah.
You lose.
If you were out in front by six car lengths with two laps to go and there's a crash, there's no reason why you should have to give up those six car lengths to let somebody else get a chance to win. It's ridiculous. But anyway, they're not going to change because of what I think. But they may change because of what all the fans think. So if all of you agree with me, reach out to NASCAR and let them know you're sick and tired of this stuff. And we would like to go back to the ways of winning.
Well, you know, people are getting sick and tired of being sick.
Yeah.
And tired. Yeah. And when you look at the bottom line and everything that's saying, okay, well, we're taking millions of dollars from this guy here, this girl over here, millions over here, million over here. And all of a sudden, they're making billions of dollars. Easy.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And by just saying the woke stuff, it's like, okay, you could tell that marketing idiot at Bud Light really...
Eddie,
didn't know.
Stop attacking Bud Light. They're forgiven.
You can tell that idiot did not know his job.
You know what? They haven't paid me or you yet, so you're right. Let's get on them.
No, $27 billion in stock. Well, that hurts guys that buy stock.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a kind of guy that buys stock.
And it hurts guys that work in the warehouse, and it hurts guys that work in sales. It hurts everyone.
Oh.
And the guys that I mean,
that's a redneck beer. You might as well just kick Gretchen Wilson in the teeth.
Yeah, I mean, this story is, you know, it's not new. So I remember in the beginning of it, them talking about the biggest thing was the distributors that were getting hurt, because that's their gig. Is that they go pick up the Bud Light from the warehouse, and then they distribute it to all of the bars and restaurants and places. And those guys, that's their bread and butter. They're Bud Light distributors, Budweiser distributors. And it hurt them.
Yeah, because there's only so many gay bars in America and around the world. You know what I mean? You got to have other people besides guys with dresses
to
buy your beer.
Yes.
I mean, it just don't look cool to me. A guy in a dress, number one, drinking a Bud Light.
No.
I mean, it just, I don't look at things
Eddie,
but
you opened it up. That guy, the person that they chose to send that Bud Light to, Dylan Mulvaney or whatever her name is now, was a complete fraud from the very beginning. This person has been online. It's basically work.
Yeah,
he was online and making his transition, and then within weeks was complaining about all of his women problems. I mean, if you're going to choose a trans person, go out and find one that everybody doesn't already hate. Everybody already hated that guy and then that girl. They already didn't like him, her.
Right.
my pronoun game's off.
They used to pay me. They paid me a lot of money to make people hate me.
Yeah.
And you know something? It's like a guy said to me, he goes, "Hey, Eddie," he said, "you don't really, nothing bothers you, does it?" I said, "No, why?" Because I've been called everything in the world. And I said, "You know something? I got thick skin." I said, "You know, I kind of enjoy it. The more they talk about me, the better it is. When I do say something, it really echoes the whole chambers. You know, Eddie Mansfield just spoke. Okay, yeah, because I speak the truth, whether you like it or not. I'm really bad about that sometimes, but, you know, I mean, it is good.
Well,
everything's good.
Let me tell you this.
Bud Light ain't good, though. I mean, until they take care of the redneck Riviera, that's for sure.
If we're talking heels, Dylan Mulvaney is a classic heel. He would be great WWE. No. They could bring him in. He could fight Charlotte Flair, the other one, the Aussie girl.
She just got hurt.
We're going to talk about that later here on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we went long on that last segment, so we didn't get into the MLB, which is, you know, one of my top two sports. And so we are going to get into that a little bit in this segment. But what I really love, I don't have a second place. I've only got a number one, and that's Oh Dark 30. Guys, seriously, I'm not going to do the whole spiel this time. I'm just going to say, if you like clothes that look really cool on men and you're planning on doing men stuff and you want to wear boots that look like a man should be wearing them, go to odark30.com, hook our boy Lenny up, and go get some cool looking, manly looking clothing. And they have stuff for the ladies too. Don't get me wrong, I love a lady that can get in a pickup truck and go out and hunt, or go do what Lenny does and hunt down bad guys. They got stuff for everybody there. But if you're looking
for, my girl can really hunt, you know, believe me,
what it really comes down to is this stuff is American looking.
Five star.
You want to go out and get some American looking clothing for your wife, for you, for your husband, for you, go out, check out odark30.com. But listen, Eddie, we were going to discuss the fact that John Smoltz has come out on the MLB's wave of UCL injuries.
Oh, yeah.
And he's complaining it's all about management. He's been saying this for a long time, and he says that they're prioritizing velocity and spin, which I agree with the fact that they are prioritizing that. But I think that it has, this is where I disagree, and it's hilarious that I'm getting ready to be on here disagreeing with a Hall of Fame pitcher.
Cy Young.
John,
award winner.
I apologize.
Okay, John Smoltz. Of all the guys you had to pick on, it's John Smoltz.
I kneel down to your athletic ability, but I have to disagree with your opinion.
Let me tell you, John used to eat at my barbecue place.
Yeah.
You know, when I had it. And he every summer he'd be there.
Well, John Smoltz, what he was able to do, and that Braves squad was able to do, is they figured out how to throw the ball exactly where it needed to be every time. And he's right to preach that they should focus more on that. Like, if you know that this guy can't hit a ball on the inner half, and you can put it on the inner half every time without any mistakes, then you will be a Hall of Fame pitcher. But that's harder.
Well, that's called pitching. That's pitching 101.
That's harder.
They seem to try to get away from what really gets you there.
Yeah.
And you, as a pitcher, you got to hit those corners. You can't throw to a round play.
Yeah.
You know, you got to hit those corners.
Yeah.
And with a breaking ball or fastball, anything. Because, you know, if you got a lot of Spanish guys, you can get them up and in easy with a high heat.
You can get almost anybody up and in. Up and in's the hardest thing to hit. And let me tell you something. If you're throwing 88 up and in the strike zone consistently, it's harder to hit than a guy throwing 102 right down the middle.
Well, you know, you look at in the past history, like a catfish hunter, Maddox with the Braves.
Yeah.
And those guys couldn't bust 90 if they tried.
Yeah.
You know, we used to say about Maddox, and they used to say this years ago, but I was young when catfish was playing. But they would always say about catfish hunter, he only throws 88 miles an hour. Okay.
Yep.
But he's got movement. That's like Maddox. It's like Leo Mazzoni taught me. It's all about the movement on the ball.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to have. Because that way a guy that can really hit can't lock his eyes on that fastball and it's not moving. If you don't make those eyes move, they're going to hit you for a home run. And they don't care how, if you throw 100, they just get a lighter bat and get a little get back on the plate and knock the heck out of it.
Well, that's what Ted Williams said. He said you could fly a 747 down there and eventually I'd time it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all timing, man.
Well,
you know, it's hand to eye coordination. And that's how come a great pitching coach will always tell you, you got to get that hitter's eyes moving.
Yeah.
If you get his eyes moving, you got a chance. And so if I ever got two strikes on you, you could just go ahead and get ready. You're going home.
So my opinion, as I've said, and you know, is that I think that when they lowered the mound, it made it more difficult for those guys to get the velocity. It makes the throwing angle different. They're using a lot of torque that they wouldn't have to use if they raised the mound back up. And spin rate is a thing. You watch a lot of these ace pitchers these days, and their fastballs look like curveballs. I mean, they've got they've got a four seam fastball that goes, you know, from the top of the zone to the bottom of the zone by the time it gets to the catcher's mitt.
And they throw it like a slider.
Yeah.
And a slider really, really, it torques your, because you throw a slider with a baseball like you would a football.
Yeah.
And that's where you get the rotation. The rotation is left and right. You know what I mean? On a fastball, it's right to left on a slider.
Listen, if I would have been a pitcher, throwing a curveball when I was a young man, when I pitched, throwing a curveball, I already could feel that was going to be a problem with my elbow. And I was young. I was a kid still. And so I didn't go down that route. I didn't continue to try to throw, not to mention that I wasn't that good at it. But I really believe that they should consider raising the mound back up. It would change the mechanics of these pitchers.
Well, they should have never taken it. You know, who's the idiots that are all of a sudden they're like jock sniffers who never played ball are trying to get back the guys that really can play ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like the nerds are taking over. You know, it's like, come on. Lowering my mound and you're already lowering the standards of the baseball right now.
They lowered the mound.
Authenticity, man. Yeah. I'm like, it's got to be real.
They lowered the mound because Bob Gibson, nobody could hit Bob Gibson. They lowered the mound literally because nobody could hit Bob Gibson. The guy would have thrown perfect games like nobody's business, but he was the only one. They it wasn't like there was this whole swath of pitchers coming in that nobody could hit.
Well, you had Nolan Ryan back there, didn't you?
No. They lowered the mound before Nolan Ryan. Or actually, not before Nolan Ryan, but before Nolan Ryan was Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan was in the game, but he wasn't the Nolan Ryan that we know now. But Nolan Ryan, if you remember correctly, started out with the Mets and was
1969, I think it was.
Was a reliever, and nobody thought that he was going to be what he became.
That's for sure.
He moved on and became a Hall of Famer, but it was during his tenure, but it was before. Or he was as great as he became. Let's get into this quickly, Eddie. The Masters was a fun Masters to watch. Scottie Scheffler ended up winning it. Tiger had a really good round, but other than that, he kind of flailed out. He wasn't involved in any of the winning drama. But the most important thing about this particular Masters was the fact that someone who has done a lot of sports and is a legend in broadcasting, this was his final Masters. Vern Lundquist, this is his final.
Mm-hmm. I know Vern well.
Yeah, this is his final goodbye from the Masters.
It's my honor. My privilege.
you know, he said, it's been my honor. It's been my privilege. I got to be honest. I hate the fact that they do that whole thing, put the music underneath to kind of have it as
that,
their own.
You got to make the suspense. And yeah. Television business, we call that suspense, man.
Yeah.
And when in doubt, lay a bed under it, you know?
So yeah.
It's like... Hey.
Well, anyway, you know. Vern Lugg was signed off. He was very emotional. Great man. Great. So many good calls.
40 years he's been calling that Goff, you know, the Masters.
And college football. He was a great. I mean, he's a legend in broadcasting circles. So sad to see him go. Golf won't be the same without him, especially the Masters. And
a good Texas boy, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never forget.
Yeah, how old is Vern Lundquist?
Texas.
We're losing.
I don't know. He's got to be in his 80s.
Well, let's get into this for a second. We didn't mean to, but fell into it. We're losing legitimate broadcasters, and I worry actually that the time of guys who were actual awesome broadcasting voices is going away for some reason. And I'm old school, so I love to listen to those guys call. I'm a radio guy. I came out of radio. I got into it because I loved it. I loved listening to AM radio. I loved guys that could paint the picture for you, that had a voice. And especially my biggest beef is that those guys were professional speakers. They used proper diction. They had a very good grasp of the English language. And they're getting away from that a little bit.
Yeah, but they don't know that anymore.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I work with guys this day and time on television that make me want to puke. Let me tell you, these guys think they're studly kind of guys, and then when you get on set, they can't even lay the lines down right. And so you know, a guy like me, because you know I'm pretty good on the mic.
Yeah,
I'll walk over there and say, hey, look. You got to do better, man. You got to step your game up. I mean, because you look like a second class actor. You look like a B actor. You know what that means? You don't want to look like that. You want to be A.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you want to make the money, you can't be B. It's going to be A.
You want to be in focus. You don't want to be in the back out of focus.
Right.
But,
and not me killing your scene.
I'm disappointed that I wasn't given the genes to have one of those voices that... You know, how are you? This is Jeff Taylor. I'm here at the Masters. I'm disappointed that I didn't get that naturally, but I've accepted it. But I feel like at least when I crack this microphone, other than the fact that I can't break my crutch, I do a pretty good job of speaking the language, where now they're bringing in athletes, and a lot of these guys have an incredible knowledge of the game. But it's gotten to the point where it used to be you would have your announcer and your player that would come in and do the color commentary, and they found great guys that did color commentary, but you didn't have to be a really great broadcaster to be the color guy. But now they've got a lot of these broadcasts have two color guys, and it's just not the same to me. But listen, Eddie, we've run out of time here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Mouthing off all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, I'm feeling good. And you want to know why? Because I'm rocking my gear from odark30.com. Tell them about odark30.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, odark30.com, that's the primo of all five-star clothing.
Yeah,
worldwide.
It's really
odark30.com.
It's really cool clothes. I can't get that across.
Oh, it is.
I can't get that across. It looks like the kind of clothes that a man's man would wear. The boots are, I mean, come on. You guys know, if you've been listening to this show already, I love my Odark 30 boots. Go out and check them out. They're at odark30.com. It's a great people, quality merchandise, cool looking clothes. So check them out. Eddie, the NFL draft is coming up and everybody's saying the first pick by the Bears is going to be Caleb Williams out of USC. I see a lot of flaws in him, but we'll have to see. You know, a lot of people doubt.
Well, they traded their backup. I think that the new offensive coordinator really needs a drop back guy that moves a little bit and to run his offense.
Yeah, the
you know, the way he's used to doing it. And I don't know if Caleb is your answer. I don't think he's good for Chicago.
I think that he's a good
quarterback.
There's
more money guys out there like J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
You know,
I think Caleb Williams is a fine quarterback. I just don't think he has the natural, like you've got to be a general. You can't be a lieutenant and be a quarterback. You've got to be a general. All of the guys that are in the Hall of Fame that played the quarterback position were generals. They were in control of the entire offense. They were marching them into battle. I hate to make the comparison because it's not the same thing, but you know what I'm saying. They're generals. And I don't think that Caleb Williams is a general. I think he is more of a typist, you know, the guy that's decoding the messages that the enemy is sending over whatever method of messaging they're doing. And he's the guy in the back that's typing what they're saying and deciphering it. But there are some good quarterbacks in this draft. And
yeah, okay.
So they
Caleb Williams. You're gonna waste a number one on that idiot. Yeah. Old crybaby Caleb Williams, USC.
Yeah, I just joke. I can't get past the nail polish and the crying on the sidelines. I mean, he is a kid. He could grow out of it. I feel like this is gonna go one of two ways. He's either going to be the next bust or he's going to be a Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be a guy that
well, he's not going to be that.
I don't know. Patrick Mahomes is sort of he is a general, don't get me wrong, but he seems sort of the same mold. I don't know. I think he grew into that role more than came into the Kansas City Chiefs locker room as a general.
Well, you know something, that Caleb has been reading his press out of LA. That's the way the LA, I lived in Santa Monica, you know, when I was wrestling out there for years. And I can tell you, they'll kill you with your ego with all this press. You know, all of a sudden, your head's so blown up, you think you're really great and you really suck. I mean, you're not a real good teammate anymore. You know, there's no I in team.
No.
I mean, he wouldn't be where he a number one draft pick, even considered, if he didn't have a great bunch of linemen around him blocking and keeping them people at distance and you know, keeping him safe. And that's what I always tell people, man. You got to put a good team together. You put a good team together, whether it's in television or in athletics, you put that team together and you'll win the awards and you will win people's respect because you got to earn respect. And Caleb Williams hasn't earned my respect as a quarterback. That's just me. Yeah, and the kid that they're so high, like you're so high on this this kid, Jaden Daniels, number three. And I'm like going, why?
He has a resume, though. That's the thing is, I don't know where Caleb Williams' resume. Maybe I missed it. Maybe he has some incredible
Schmellaway. I mean, come on, it's like a resume.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what you walk in and say, here's my resume. 8 conference titles, 3 world championships. You know what I mean? It's like, then you start naming the awards. I can't believe you won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
That was rigged. I'm telling you. All them SoCal guys, they put him in there.
There's something to be said about hype, and there's been a lot of hype behind him. So you may be right that the hype rigged it in his favor, and it was inevitable. They couldn't give it to anybody else. But listen, we're talking about quarterbacks being generals and not lieutenants and not deciphering code in the background.
Well, some of them act like privates. Lights on, nobody home. It's like, okay.
All of that aside, we'll find out. There is a new sheriff in town.
Are you ready? No, no, no. Philadelphia and around the world, I said, are you ready? Then without further ado, let's kick off night 2 of WrestleMania.
You can hear a little bit of Vince in there, huh?
Oh, you could tell that's his, yeah. And Stephanie is a winner. And I mean, I told you what a good business person she was a long time ago. But, you know, with Triple H, he knows the wrestling business. And he's got to, you know, you just got to get rid of some people there, you know? Well, it's like at Bruce Pritchard, he's
got to
go.
They've got a shot here to change the face. I mean, they are coming out of true adversity with Vince McMahon's fall from grace, and never is there
a better. Yeah, but Ronda Rousey gave you the clue to the whole deal.
Yeah.
And everybody's missing it. Do you realize that Vince McMahon is still in that damn building? Because he talks to Bruce Pritchard every single stinking day. So until you get rid of Pritchard, you're never going to get rid of Vince.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you got to cut the ties where, you know, when you go to court, you're going to have an investigators that have been looking at Vince for a long time. And when they start breaking out that knowledge, you know, knowledge is king.
Yes.
And so you break out that knowledge, baby. And next thing you know, somebody's going to be squealing like them. That guy, what was his name? Ned Beatty in Deliverance?
Yeah.
Squeal, pig, squeal. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Let's be honest with ourselves and our audience. To get rid of Vince, you would also have to get rid of Stephanie and Triple H. I mean, he's always going to be in their ear. He's going to be a part of it as long as there is a McMahon or a McMahon's husband involved. He's going to be involved. You know, Vince, you know that he's not going to let take his fingers out of it until he's either 6 feet under or until they remove any catalyst to the business.
I guarantee you, he doesn't talk to Stephanie or Triple H, but he'll call Bruce and tell him what to do.
Yeah. Well, he might not be able to tell Triple H what to do, but he definitely can tell his daughter what to do. He can definitely at least nudge her in directions, and I'm pretty sure he can nudge Triple H. It's hard to deny the success that Vince had. And
he was very successful.
You'd be a fool to not listen to him when it comes to the X's and O's of running a wrestling organization. All that I say is Triple H, be careful not to listen to him when it comes to how to deal with women. And you've got a strong one at home, so make sure she doesn't come home and give you a good beating for getting out of line.
Oh, Jeff, with all the praises, boy, I like that. And, you know, when you look at Stephanie and Triple H, the face has changed of WWE. It looks like Cody Rhodes now.
Yeah, That's exciting.
Know, something I was just thinking the other day. I said, you know, you got Cody Rhodes, son of Dusty. Then you got Charlotte Flair, Ric Flair's daughter, in the WWE. Okay?
Yeah.
Second generation. Now it's going to be the Rhodes and Flair again.
Yeah.
You know, on top.
And
I hope Charlotte can really get well and come back.
She
tore that knee up bad.
And that's not a given. You're not automatically going to have a Rhodes and a Flair that are able to compete at the level of the original Rhodes and Flair.
Right.
To have the opportunity to have that happening is very good for the WWE. But listen, Eddie, there's another wrestling show down the road.
Oh, geez.
And they unfortunately belong in this segment.
Oh, my jabronis of the week is very easy. It's that stooge Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross. Let me tell you about Jim Ross. What a no good SOB this guy is. He not only helped Bill Watts steal millions of dollars from the McGurk family, from Leroy McGurk, but Leroy was handicapped. He was blind. It takes a big man and a great man to really steal from a blind guy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
That he's not a
scumbag.
Good guy. Yeah.
No, he's a scumbag. If you do that to Mr. McGurk like that, he would do that to anybody. So look out, Tony Khan. You're in the pistol hairs, and I still believe that Jim Ross is on WWE's payroll. And so until you get rid of the cancer of Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross in your locker room, you're going to have trouble, Tony Khan. You better take it from the lever. I know them guys, and I know what they got for you. Seek and destroy. They only go to the highest bidder.
We discussed this earlier in this segment, and that is that, you know, you got to take the word of someone who is really good at promoting wrestling. And you've just now gotten advice, Mr. Khan, from someone that knows a little something about promoting wrestling right here on Mouthing Off. The Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, is telling you, out with the old, in with the new. And I couldn't agree more. Go out there and find, there are so many young guys out there that worship wrestling that weren't given.
You know Kevin Kelly? You've heard of Kevin Kelly?
Yeah.
I created Kevin Kelly.
But now
Kevin Kelly, he used to stand in my training center by the ring, and I'd have him call the match, what he saw, and call it.
Yeah.
See, there's pace for TV, and there's pace for house shows. There's a difference. It's a beginning, a middle, and an end. You got to tell that story. You got to, you know, bring those listeners in, and you got to bring those people at home that only can hear your voice. And now you see.
Think about it, Eddie. You know, there are not only guys that were the my big thing is that I'm sure there are a lot of guys out there that love this sport and they weren't given the God-given ability, size, muscle, strength to compete in wrestling. You got to find a guy that can figure out how to run your shows and make it successful, especially if you want to take over for a juggernaut, not like the WWE. And that is what
Tony
you're trying
Khan,
to do. Yeah.
Your answer is the Continental Lover, buddy.
Give him a call.
And
he's available.
I come in there. I can call and well, he'd have to make a hell of an offer for me.
Yeah.
But I could come in and straighten your damn, and I can write all your shows too. And I didn't get a production deal with Universal by being no dummy.
No.
And so I spent 12 good years there. Yep. And I produced a hell of a lot of shows. And I think we did about 1,200 hours. And that's not bad. And so I owned that Universal. I loved it over there. I really did.
Well, listen, Eddie, if you get the call from Mr. Khan, you're bringing me with you. All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
All right, we're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie, the Continental Lover Mansfield.
You damn right. And let me tell you something. I want to get a Mouthing Off shout out from our 6 million listeners to Leon Beck, the country music legend, Leon Beck, and TexasHotCountryMagazine.com. Leon Beck is a great publisher. Go check his magazine out. It's really cool. Yeah, TexasHotCountryMagazine.com. Leon, Mouthing Off salute to you from Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. Congratulations on having an award-winning magazine.
Let me jump in here real quick, too. The Texas Hot Country Magazine in this day and age, where a lot of people aren't listening to the radio as much for music, and country music being really the king of all music going right now. If you want to go find new country music, go check out TexasHotCountryRadio.com. I mean, that's where you can find the new up and coming artists and new songs that maybe you haven't heard. Check it out. Get back to the old school by checking out how we used to find out about things. And while we're at it, don't forget to go check out our friends at odark30.com. Lenny and the boys and the girls will take good care of you over there. And we love them and appreciate being able to promote them here on Mouthing Off. But Eddie, we got into NASCAR. We got into baseball. We got into football. We got into golf. And altogether, a pretty fun show this week.
Oh, it's a great show. I mean, it's a Mouthing Off nation, man. And we speak their language. And that's how come they love. You know, it's I love when haters hate the Continental Lover, because hey, that's what you're supposed to do. But millions love me too, and so I can take it both. I don't care. I can handle it.
Yeah, just so you know, during the last segment, I got an email from Dylan Mulvaney requesting to come on Mouthing Off to rebut our story, and I said, no, you're not our style. You're not coming on our show, Dylan. Sorry about it.
No, we don't put that on here. No, it's not gonna happen. Yeah, you got 86 at the door, Jackson.
All right, Eddie. Fun show, but we got to go. Fun show, baby. So tell them goodbye.
Hey, from the Continental Lover and Jeff Taylor, so long, Mouthing Off Nation. See you next week.
Hi, this is Rick Tittle. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time for the Video Game Review. We'll review games. We'll give away a brand new game. We'll talk cheat codes, new releases, and your calls as well. That's right here every Sunday night on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.